Shalom Aleichem, Abiyafav Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Ayin Aleph, Avodah Zarah 71a. Pagination is 141. We'll start at the Mishnah on the bottom of the facing page, four lines up. Bulshas Shanichnasa La'ir. An army troop that entered the city. And the nature of an army troop, on the one hand, if it's a time of war, then they're very nervous about the war, and they don't have time to start doing libations with the wine and making it non-kosher, or drinking wine and pouring it in a way that's going to make it non-kosher. On the other hand, an army troop is answerable to no one, so to speak, and they're lawless, and you don't know what they might do. So the Mishnah paskins, B'shas Shalom, if it's a time of peace, Chavios Psuchos Asuros, any barrels that are open are going to be forbidden. Stumos Mutaros, but if they're barrels that are sealed, they remain permitted. Bishas Milchama, if it's a time of battle, Elu Ve'elu Mutaros, both open and closed are permitted. Lefisha'ein Penai Lenaseich, because they don't have time to pour. Perhaps also the presence of mind to pour. Now, when we get to halacha, this gets a little bit of nuanced attention. The fact that a barrel is sealed in the time of peace, going to be permitted, why can't they open it and then close it? Why aren't we concerned that they resealed it the way we were in worrying in the previous sessions? And the Shach, Simon Kuf Chaf Tes, tells us because Ein Emas Odom Aleihem, they're not afraid of anyone. Sifkat and Lamed Aleph in the Shach, they're not afraid of anyone. When we were encountering before that they're going to open it and close it, so that's because he's afraid of you. If he has enough time to open and close it, he might take, open it, whatever he's going to do. Over here, if it's sealed, you can be positive that these army people didn't open it. Because if they did open it, they would leave it open. They're not afraid of anyone. They don't care what you think. And therefore, if it is indeed closed, it's an indication that it was not tampered with. Regarding the second part of the Mishnah, that if it's a time of battle, both open and closed are going to be permitted, because we assume they don't have time for such things. So the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Chaf Tes, Seif Yud Beis, tells us, V'dafko bepsuchos mitchilasan, provided that there are no indications that something was tampered with. Aval stumo sheniftuchu chayshinan luhu. But if you have something that was closed and now it's open, so that's an indication that somehow, against our estimations, that they're too busy to do these things, apparently they did. So if it's open, if it was open and it is open, no problem. Closed and is closed, no problem. But if it was closed and now it's open, even though it's Shas Melchama, a time of battle, we still will be concerned. The Gemara, starting on the top of today's daf, V'raminhi, asks the following question. You are assuming that during a time of battle, they don't have time for such things. They're busy in the endeavor of battle, and it's a life-threatening situation, and they're not busy with such sinful activity as Yayin Nesech to their idols. Says the Gemara, Ir Shekav Shuha Karkom, when a city is captured, Rachmana Litzlan, Kol Kohano Shebesocha Psulos, any women married to Kohanim are going to be invalidated to their husbands. We are concerned that these non-Jewish conquerors lived with these women against their will. We have no doubt that there was not consent. So if the women are married to regular Jews, non-Kohanim, so they're going to be permitted because that's the case of assault. And the woman is still permitted to her husband. But if it's the case of a woman that's married to a Kohen, then there's indeed a restriction because come what may, and whatever the reasons may be, but she was Niv'eles La'osur La. She was with a man that's forbidden to her. And that's a factual thing, whether it was consent or not. And she's going to be forbidden to her husband. What we're seeing over here is that we are concerned that indeed this occurred, even though it's a time of battle. And one would say that these warriors are busy with their own things. Nevertheless, we're worried that they had time to spend time on these Jewish women. Now, an obvious question, of course, is why don't we ask the women? And the answer, quite obviously, is, for whatever reason, they're not believed on themselves. We're worried that they're going to lie and say, oh, it never happened, in order that they shouldn't be forbidden to their husbands. And that's an interesting question, why that is. We trust them in so many areas. Why over here? But that's the fact. The women are considered unilaterally prohibited if their husbands are Kohanim. So what's the difference? Why is it by Yayin Nesach, by the wine case, you're not concerned because you say they're occupied in battle? And over here, you're telling me that as much as it's a battle time, they have time for the women and to cause problems. Now, parenthetically, one might answer that this is a case where they conquered. And after they conquered, maybe it's no longer considered a time of battle. But the Gemara gives an answer that's very powerful. Amar Rav Mari said, "Linaseich ein penai." To do the libations, they don't have time for that. Livol yesh penai. But to assault in the topic of taiva, desire of sexuality, that they have time for. And that becomes a fundamental principle that we're going to want to keep track of, that there are levels of how compelling something is to the person. So the first level of compelling, as we'll see again in a moment, is life itself. He wants to live. He's in the middle of a battle, and he wants to live, and he's focused on the battle. You have this question, what about lenaseich, libations? And for that we said he doesn't have time if it's a time of battle. But for women, that he has time for. Now, of course, we can ask, what exactly is the role of nisuch, of this libation pouring? Because on some level, we have an expression that's world wisdom of there ain't atheists in the foxhole. There's some sort of prayer that goes on. Depends when you're being attacked or when you're attacking. But perhaps the concept of nisuch is not prayer. It's more like ki yirchav, when things are calm and a person wants to do an act of devotion or something like that, the drinking of wine as well. Somehow, the women issue was more compelling to them than the libation issue. In Mishle, Perek Vav, chapter 6, we touch on this concept that a person's very essence, his life, is more important to him and is recognized as more compelling, is respected. The pasuk says, Pasuk Lamed, Lo Yavuzu Laganov Ki Yignov. You can't totally disgrace a thief because he stole. L'mali nafsho ki yirov. He's hungry. However, no if isha chasar lev. If a person lives illicitly with a woman, that's a person who's very missing in his heart. Mashchis nafsho, he's destroying himself. A person who does that. And the Malbim comments, based on Chazal, Eiver echad yesh ba'odom, there's a limb in the person, there's a part of the person, referring to the sexual energy, masbio ra'ev. If you satisfy it, it gets even more hungry. Meaning, one can starve it, and it will be satisfied. It is possible to turn that off. And in levels, we would have the person in terms of survival. But even in survival, our Gemara tells us they could get distracted and go ahead and do this immoral activity. But then the nisuch is still off limits on the person's radar screen. And when it comes to nisuch, if it's a time of battle, we can still rely that it did not happen. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.